First parak of Gittin, Nishna Aleph, and maybe get from Dina Sayyam. A person who brings a get from outside of the borders of Eretz Yisrael, Tzel Shiyom Lefoni Nechtam, Foni Nechtam, as Machlok, as Rabban Rav in the Gemara, why one has to say that it was written and signed in front of me. Either because of Chashash, that there's a certain level of concern that they were not Bekiyim and Lishmo, and this document was not written to shame this husband and wife. And therefore you have to see that it was written by the directive of the husband, for this husband and wife. That's what Fani Nechtav, and it was also signed, Lishmo. Yeah. The Gemara discusses that, why you need a signature also, Lishmo. There's another reason that you need it is because it's hard to find people to verify the signatures. And if you want to be able to use the get, you have to make sure it wasn't forged. If the husband's going to come afterwards and going to say, oh, the signatures were forged, we have to have people that recognize the signatures. So if you bring it from Chutz Laretz, there were not so much travel between Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael. There's concern that you will not find people to verify it. And Chutz Laretz, yeah. So therefore you also have to say that I saw it signed, that I recognize the signatures. And you say also before Nechtav, because there are special halachas about this verification, this kiyum of the get, which we'll see later. And they want to differentiate between the way this is said and the way the regular kiyum of signatures is said. So I call upon him. A person brings a get from Chutz Laretz to Yisrael. The shliach had to say before Nechtav, before Nechtav. And once he says that, we rely on him that it was written the kashrus and the signatures were not forged. You know, generally, Fellowship Elvin needs two witnesses. Over here, since this is only chashash terabonim, Chazal said it's enough to have one witness. Okay, even if you bring from these places that were close to Eretz Yisrael, it's considered outside of the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Even if you bring it from this town, which is outside of the borders, but it's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael from three sides, like indented into the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Since it's outside of the borders of Eretz Yisrael, you still have to say it. Only if you're bringing from Medina Sayyam, from a faraway place. Yeah, Hashem, in those previous towns, you don't have to say since they're right by the border. And also, Hamoylich, somebody brings from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Also, we saw the verification of the signatures. It's understandable that you have to say it because you're going from one part of the world to another part of the world. As far as the problem that they weren't so bucking Lishma, you're going to have to say that it's a gzeira, moilach otu maybe. They didn't want one direction, you say before you left another direction. You don't say, whenever you go international in Gittin from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz to back, you have to say this nusach. Maybe Medina Sayyam, from one place to another place, one country to another country, and out in the Chutz Laretz. Also, you have to say, Sel Shiyom B'Fani Nechta, B'Fani Nechta. If it's because they don't know Lishma, the entire Chutz Laretz were not such became a Lishma. And if it's Mitzad, the other Chash, Eidim Asim L'Kaimoy, also there's a Chash, more of a Chash in Chutz Laretz, that they're not Asim L'Kaimoy because they didn't have both the Dinim set up over there, which would recognize all the general signatures. Or have people that will come and recognize the signatures. He says even the locale of one count and another one also, since they are more makbid, that people going from one to the other, it's hard to find people to verify the documents, and therefore you have to say Fani Nechta, Fani Nechta. Yeah.